Sheremetyev Palace. Sheremetyev Palace, the famous Fontanka House, up to now preserves a bit of the old-time urban scenery. The gilded cast-iron fence, leafy courtyard, and a wide range of household buildings reminds us that not long ago here, not only the palace, but also a whole estate was located. The Sheremetyev family was one of the richest and noblest in Russia, and it has owned the estate since the beginning of the 18th century. The first owner of the land, Boris Petrovich, received the lot from Peter the Great himself, and was ordered to build here a mansion. Nevertheless, the palace itself was built well after. It was the son of Count Boris who commanded its construction. The project was designed by the architect Chevakinsky and Argunov. Peter Borisovich left behind a good memory as the collector of various pieces of art. He is also best remembered as the founder of a remarkable theater, where paid actors played, danced, and made music. There was a wide range of gifted people among Russians living in the country at that time. The Count established a special commission, which raided through the villages and selected the most talented children. The performances were as good as being professional, as all the actors had received serious training. Among the brightest stars was the incomparable Praskovya Kovalyova, whose stage name was Zhemchugova. She performed on the Sheremetyev stage as early as 11 years old. She was taught French and Italian languages, singing, dancing, and acting skills, as well as playing the harp and harpsichord. Her soprano voice enraptured many regal personalities, including the King of Poland, Stanislav August Poniatowski, the Holy Roman Emperor Joseph II, and the Emperor Paul I. Nevertheless, the main admirer of this talented actress was Nicholas, the Emperor's son. After returning from abroad, the young Count fell in love with the 16-year-old Praskovya at first sight. Their love affair lasted nearly 20 years, and in 1801, they were secretly married. This marriage was approved by the monarch, but it was condemned by fashionable society. Praskovya was not welcomed in noble houses, and spent most of her time in the Fontanka House. On February 1803, she gave birth to son Dmitri, and then sadly died 3 weeks later. After her death, the Count dissolved the troupe, bestowed in marriage all the paid actresses, and gave all the actors jobs on the estate. The last owner of the palace was the grandchild of the bonded countess, Sergei Dmitrievich Sheremetyev. After Soviet power was established, he delivered the keys of the palace to the new government. The palace was proclaimed a national asset, and the adjoining house, located in the garden, was given over as apartments for museum staff. Anna Akhmatova, the great Russian poetess, lived in the palace for about a quarter of a century and dedicated several verses to the Fontanka House. Shortly before the Second World War, the Arctic and Antarctic Research Institute was established in the palace. During the war, the interiors of the palace were seriously damaged. Afterwards, the building was given over as a museum of musical instruments, while the apartments where Akhmatova lived were turned into a museum. And from the 1990s onwards, restoration work has been ongoing in the Sheremetyev Palace.